Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the Solemnity of Christ the King, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Today is Christ the King Sunday, a day in which we celebrate that Jesus is King over all the universe, the solemnity of Christ the King. Now, when Americans think about Christ as King, we usually think of fairy tales or the Middle Ages or King Arthur, a time long past about virtues and ideas long, long dead. Yet Jesus as King is not about a time long past, nor is it an idea long, long dead. Jesus is a king, but his kingdom is not Rome or Persia or the Mongols. His kingdom is not of this world, but a kingdom not of land or riches or mansions. No sailboats, no iPhones, no mini tablets, no reservations at the Jerusalem Four Seasons or mani-pedis. This is a kingdom overflowing with virtue, where the love of God overflows and in and out of us, with God loving us, us loving God, and us loving each other. A kingdom built on honor and virtue, nobility and peace. A place where virtue, not the dollar sign, reigns today. That credit is embedded and rewarded based on godly action, not on corruption. A kingdom where competition is not merely and simply beating your opponent, but pushing the other into a deeper sense of excellence, a deeper sense of Christian peace. All well and good. It's good to live by principles. It's good to live with a vision and the ideals that Jesus had proposed, a life that he wants us to live, the audacity of the kingdom of God. But what does this mean in the everyday? The documents of the Second Vatican Council testify that the vocation of the laity is to, and I quote, to allow the newness and the power of the gospel to shine out every day in their family and social life. That the vocation of the laity is called to influence their actions always towards gospel values. That there ought not be a distinction between a person's religious life and how that life is played out in the secular sphere. That Jesus that lives in the tabernacle is the same Jesus that lives on Main Street. That the Jesus Christ that died on the cross and rose from the dead calls us to live our life not only when we are at Mass, but when we are at the mall, at Safeway, at Target, while shopping for Christmas presents, at the beach. That we are given one life, that life of Christ as King. And we are to live that life completely and unabashedly in the life of Christ. It is not the Christian call to come to Mass on Sunday for an hour and live the rest of our lives as if it were our own. Our call demands that we take the virtues, the teachings, the examples of Christ the King, and to live out our King's demands throughout our lives, to better integrate Jesus' teachings on faith, hope, and charity into the very fabric of our being, into the fabric of our families, into the very fabric of our workplaces. While at the cross of the desk or at the cross of the dinner table, our demand as subjects of Christ the King is to integrate these teachings into our daily lives, to influence the world around us with his teachings, to bring the kingdom of heaven into our everyday lives, to allow the newness and the power of the gospel to shine out every day in our family and social life. This isn't some far-fetched idea. This isn't some brand new theology or some cutting edge. There's nothing new about this teaching. It's simply recognizing Jesus' humanity. Remember, Jesus was a carpenter. He learned his craft from his foster father and lived an ordinary life for almost 30 years, hidden in a small village of a small nation. He lived by the sweat of his brow. He had a mother, he had cousins, he was impoverished, he was hungry, he was thirsty, he got angry, he was happy. And Jesus was king when he was angry. Jesus was king when he was happy. He was king while he was building tables. He was king while preaching the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus did not segregate his job as a carpenter and his ministry as a preacher. He was king, simply and always. And this kingship, simply and always, is ours. It is our task now to integrate the teachings of the gospel into the everyday. It is our task now to offer the newness and the power of the gospel into the cross of the desk and the cross of the dinner table. It is our task now to proclaim the teachings of the gospel in word as well as in deed. When we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, we celebrate how to live the Christian life. We are called to integrate the Christian message throughout our lives. While at the cross of the desk or the cross of the dinner table, we are called to live out the demands of that gospel, the demands of Christ our King. So, my dear friends, as we partake of the Eucharist and take Christ the King into our very selves, let us shine forth the Christian message into the ordinariness of our lives. Let us allow the power and the newness and of the Eucharist overtake us and allow Jesus Christ to be present in all that we do. We are members, we are citizens of the Kingdom of Heaven, a place overflowing in and out of the grace of our God, the kingdom overflowing with virtue, where the love of God overflows and in and out of us, with God loving us, with us loving God, with us loving each other. A kingdom built on honor and virtue, nobility and peace. So let us live in this kingdom, allowing the power and the newness of the gospel penetrating every nook, crevice, and valley of our lives.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, with our pianist Albert Tommaso and percussionist Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. For Father Isaiah M. Milano, this is Gary Glover. God bless you.